Good morning, everyone. It's the 27th of January, 2022, early morning. And I've been thinking a lot about how we interact with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, it's much easier to sit in the corner and not participate, and I did that for years. I let my beliefs be known on sermon audio, and that's about all I wanted to do. The older I get, the more I see that God likes us to have fellowship with other people of like faith. Sometimes it's not easy to get along with other people, even when they believe the same thing we do, because pride gets in the way. Also, maybe we disagree on things that are not that relevant, and oftentimes people take a hike or throw us under the bus, so to speak. But we are commanded to love one another and to build one another up in the most holy faith. And even if you consider someone your enemies, we're commanded to love our enemies, to do good to them that persecute you and spitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you falsely. Now, when we're told that if one slaps you on the one cheek, to turn the other cheek. If they ask if they ask for your shirt, give them your cloak also. It's not easy to do. These things are very difficult to do. But you know, once we are resigned to the Word of God, and once God has brought us to a point where we trust Christ and we trust His Word, then we can more honor Him. You know, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust Him at His Word, and in simple faith, just trusting. Now, I know that that's not easy to do sometimes when we're faced with obstacles, we're faced with relationship challenges, we're faced with challenges within our center of influence and our loved ones, our relatives. They may be totally in opposition to what we believe, you know. One of the hardest things I had to face was the reality that I could not have a close relationship with my relatives because my belief system is so diametrically opposed to theirs. Scripture, we're told that we should be willing to give up father and mother. And if we're not willing to give up father and mother, we're not one of His. In other words, we're not to be going along with things that are contrary to the teachings of the Bible. And, you know, when we think about how we were brought up, I was brought up in an Arminian free will church. I was brought up in a heliocentric church. I was also brought up in a church that taught a lot of non-biblical things. And when the Lord brought me out of that, and, you know, I was 37 years old before I really began to understand, before God really began to reveal Himself to me, 37 years old. I'm 67 years old, 68 years old now, so that's been 31 years. And it's been quite a journey, the last 31 years. Well, I'm going to just encourage everyone to remember that we are to build one another up in the most holy faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. God bless.